Hi everyone, this is Charlie Brotman. You're listening to The Takeaway.
The voice of Charlie Brotman has been the official announcer for the inauguration parades for 60 years. After holding the gig for 11 presidents, Brotman wasn't invited back for President-elect Donald Trump's festivities. We don't exactly know why. Brotman first landed the gig by chance. He'd been the announcer for the Washington Senators and announced Ike's ceremonial first pitch before a ball game in 1956, soon after he got a call from the White House asking him to become the president's announcer for the 1957 inaugural parade. That one-time gig turned into a lifelong adventure, he says.
Charlie Brotman? Yes. Well, I'm with the Kennedy Group. We have never been involved in a parade. We don't know how to do it, what to do. Would you come over to the White House and give us some pointers? And I did. And they said, of course, we want you to be the announcer. And I said, I would love to do it. I've never charged them one penny. I think it's such an honor. I would pay them to let me do it. What I did discover as we went along, the parade is an extension of the president's personality. As soon as Eisenhower went out of office, John F. Kennedy, it became high fashion. It snowed for like 3 days. They had 3,000 servicemen, 700 trucks, 100 snowplows, and army flamethrowers to melt the snow, melt the ice, and it was a four-hour parade. And I remember that the president and his brother, Robert, stayed the entire time. It was 4 hours. Mrs. Kennedy stayed 1 hour. Too cold for her.
This is our summons to greatness. And I believe the American people are ready to answer this call.
Nixon, the weather was bitter cold. There was a threat of violence. It was a simple parade. Took a couple hours. And he actually resigned 1 year later in 1974. Gerald Ford came into being, and he's the first president to serve without being chosen in a national election, and he had no inaugural parade. 1977, Jimmy Carter. He was the first one to basically say his inauguration was for the people.
I have no new dream to set forth today, but rather urge a fresh faith in the old dream.
And it was very cold. Band members had their lips freeze to the instrument's mouthpieces. It was really too cold to be in a parade.
Mr. President, my name is Charlie Brotman. I had the pleasure of introducing your dad, and it's a similar honor introducing you as the 43rd president, 54th inaugural. Godspeed.
President Bush, the younger one, and the parade stopped in front of me. I felt compelled to say something, and I said,
Mr. President, can we have your attention for one moment? Baseball fans throughout the greater Washington, D.C. area are looking forward to you throwing out the first ball at the Washington Nationals opening day game. Will you be there?
And he looked up and waved and considering it. About 20 seconds later, a Secret Service agent comes in and he's very upset. He says, don't ever talk directly to the president. Don't ever ask him any questions. We don't want anybody to know where the president's going to be at any one time. Do you hear me? Yes, sir, I hear you. Okay, you're never going to do that again, are you? No, sir. So, and the media got a hold of that one and made a big to-do over it.
Your inaugural parade announcer has been Charlie Brotman.
Charlie Brotman was the inauguration parade announcer from 1957 to 2013. He will be covering Donald Trump's inaugural parade for NBC4, the NBC affiliate station in Washington, D.C.